The bedrock of truth. When I was a little girl, my older brother asked me, "Have you ever told a lie?" "No," I smugly replied, believing in my heart that I was telling the perfect truth. Oh, I was a wonderful example of a little Christian girl, kind and gentle. I had gone forward at a Billy Graham crusade, despite believing in Jesus before. I was liked by everyone. I sang of Jesus to old ladies that were housebound. Oh, I was a saintly girl and could decisively answer, "No," to my brother's invasive inquiry. Nothing but the truth fell from my lips. What a rude awakening when he jeered, "You accuse yourself by your own mouth." Oh, but it was a lesson I never forgot, and a lesson I am still learning. Truth today has lost the moral ground upon which it stood, even in my youth. What is truth? Oh, that was the piercing question that fell from the lips of Pilate. That is the inner, penetrative searching deep within the heart of humanity, building our lives on anything other than the truth is to stand on shifting sand. Only truth will endure, while lies, part truths, and distorted truths will be swept away. Knowledge of the truth is no insignificant advantage, as it affects every facet of life. Believing the truth affects the eternal soul of man through time and eternity. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. How it pleased the heart of the Apostle John, who was able to say of Gaius, "For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." Oh, often in the heart, damaged by life's traumas, truth has become distorted. Even the truth of God can become twisted and perverted. The Father heart of God, who loves with his infinite love, can be distorted. And the truth of his Father heart of love can become warped and twisted. God can be manipulated into the image of a demanding brother, a scornful mother, an abusive father, an unfaithful soulmate. And as a result, we question the character of God. We question his love. We question his forgiveness. We question his promises. We question his word. Many will not face the truth that their view of God could be distorted. Some are even unresponsive when help and guidance is offered in love. But even Paul himself faced this sadness head on with the legalistic Galatians. "Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" Yet conversely, Paul gave strict instructions to be rooted and grounded in Christ, not tossed hither and thither by every whim or fancy teaching calling itself truth, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. Oh, millions are sucked into the falsities of religion that turns truth into lies. And the lie of Satan, the author of lies, becomes to them a truth worth dying for. Some see truth as relative, And what is true for you may not be true for me. A non-negotiable truth becomes a tissue of lies from a fabricated imagination. But not one of us is safe from the distortions of truth frittering Christendom today. And Peter, that well-meaning disciple, in his twilight years warned passionately, "Beloved, seeing ye know the truth, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness." Christ himself told us, "The indwelling spirit of truth will guide us into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, he shall glorify me." All truth points to Christ, and all lies point away from the truth. Truth is not to be argued over or debated. Truth is not the accumulation of information of the mind. Truth is a person who invades the whole being. Truth is the living Christ, who is beyond the utterance of the human tongue. Truth is the Spirit of Christ, living in and acting through the believer in Christ, transforming the one truly submitted to him. For you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. There is no man, woman, or child that has not been damaged by this world of sin. Herod asked, "What is truth?" Oh, but he was frightened by the crowd to pursue his quest. Fear kept Herod a prisoner from truth, while incarnate truth stood meekly before him. Fear keeps many from knowing the truth of God, the truth of Christ. Fear prevents many from knowing the truth of the love of the Father heart of God. When we start to really recognize truth for who he is, the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin to recognize the deceitfulness of our own hearts. It is only as we are emptied of all that is of the deceitful lying self that with Paul we can start to say that it pleased God to reveal his Son in me. May we each be prepared to be so emptied of our own distortive thinking. May we allow the Spirit of God to fill our hearts with his truth, until it is not I, but Christ who lives and speaks and thinks through me.